All right, let's dive right in today. We're tackling a topic you guys requested, window mullions and transoms.
It's a great one.
Now, I know what you might be thinking, windows.
Right.
But trust me, there's way more to these architectural features than meets the eye, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're thinking about them for your own home or just curious about those historic buildings you see, get ready to be surprised.
Definitely. I think it's fascinating how these seemingly small details, you know, they can tell you so much about history and building techniques and how we think about things differently today.
Okay, so first things first, can we just define what exactly are mullions and transoms?
They're basically the dividers in a window. Like, think of them as the elegant bars within the frame. You've got mullions going vertically and then transoms horizontally, and the main thing they do is break up those big panes of glass.
Got it. And so it's not just for looks, right? There's a structural purpose, too. Especially when we think about older buildings.
Absolutely. This goes back to how glassmaking used to be, you know, before they could make these massive single panes. So with large windows, they needed extra support to deal with the weight and distribute pressure. And that's where mullions and transoms came in. They were like a framework holding everything together.
So like those huge, impressive windows you see in a Gothic cathedral.
Yeah.
You couldn't have those without mullions, right?
Not at all. Mullions were super important for Western architecture, Gothic architecture, even Islamic architecture. They really made it possible to have those stunning, expansive windows.
Interesting.
And it's kind of cool how something so practical became such an iconic look, too, you know?
Right, right. Now, transoms are a bit different, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be decorative,
right?
But I always thought they originally had a more practical purpose.
That's true. Transoms were all about ventilation originally. They'd usually be above doors to let air circulate throughout the building.
Huh.
It's funny, I actually visited this historic courthouse once, and they still had functioning transoms above the doors.
Well,
it was such a cool system for natural ventilation before air conditioning.
That is pretty cool. But I guess with modern HVAC systems, they mostly are just decorative elements now.
Pretty much.
Though I guess they still add a touch of elegance, especially in homes that are more traditional.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we've covered a bit of the history, but let's jump to today. Why would anyone actually choose to use mullions and transoms?
Mm-hmm.
NOW.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to be more than just wanting an old-fashioned look.
Oh, there's definitely more to it than that. Sometimes it comes down to practicality, like building codes might require them, or it might be structural needs. And honestly, those big single pane windows we see everywhere can be surprisingly expensive.
Really?
And difficult to install, too.
Oh.
So in a lot of cases, using mullions and transoms just makes more sense practically. And it can even be better for your budget.
So sometimes they're the more practical A&D budget-friendly option.
Exactly. They give you more flexibility with design and installation. You can really tailor the windows to what you need and how much you want to spend.
And they can even help with energy efficiency, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're reducing the overall glass surface.
Exactly.
That's really cool. Now, I know mullions and transoms aren't limited to any specific type of window.
Right.
You can find them with all sorts of different material.
That's right. It doesn't matter if you prefer UPVC, timber, or aluminum, you'll find them to match.
Speaking of UPVC, for those who aren't familiar, can we just quickly explain what that is?
Sure. UPVC stands for unplasticized polyvinyl chloride.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's a type of plastic that's super durable, low maintenance, and really energy efficient. It's become really popular for windows, especially in places with tough weather.
So you can basically pick the material that best suits your needs and your preferences.
Exactly.
And it sounds like each material has its own pros and cons.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Timber, for example, gives you that classic warm look, but it needs more upkeep. Aluminum is sleek, modern, but it might not offer the same insulation as UPVC. It really comes down to your priorities and the overall design of your house.
So, choosing the right material for your mullions and transoms is key, especially if you're thinking about incorporating them into your own home. But let's shift gears a bit. I want to talk about the aesthetics. It seems like they're making a bit of a comeback these days, even in more modern design.
Oh, absolutely. One thing I've noticed is homeowners using mullions and transoms to add a touch of history and character to new builds. It's a great way to bridge the gap between contemporary design and a more traditional look.
It's like you're bringing a bit of that old world charm into a modern setting. Right.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how even small details, like mullions and transoms, can have such a big impact.
Totally. They add visual interest and a layer of sophistication. It's all about those subtle touches that really pull a space together.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground. History, functionality, materials, and even a bit of modern application.
Right.
But before we wrap up for today, there's something that I keep thinking about. You know, we talked about how these features were initially for support, ventilation, practicality.
Right.
But now it's mostly about how they look.
Yeah.
I mean, it really makes you think about how our priorities have changed, doesn't it?
It's so interesting. The shift from being purely functional to being primarily decorative says a lot about how we view our homes today and how important aesthetics are in design.
It's almost like a window into our cultural values.
Totally. It shows that design trends come and go, but we always seem to be looking for beauty and a connection to the past.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about for now. But don't worry, there's more to come.
In part two, we're going to explore the different styles of mullions and transoms in more detail. We'll talk about their unique characteristics and how you can use them to create specific design effects. So, stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive.
So last time we were talking about the history of mullions and transoms.
Right, and how what they were used for has changed over time.
Yeah, from structural necessities to ventilation and all of that.
Exactly.
But now that we've got those basics down, I want to learn more about all the different styles you can find.
Sure, let's start with mullions. There's actually a huge amount of variety in terms of their design and placement.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen windows with some really intricate mullion patterns, especially in those older buildings.
Yeah, those elaborate designs are often found in more like ornate architectural styles, like Gothic architecture.
Mm-hmm.
The mullions basically become a work of art themselves.
Right.
They add to that grandeur and verticality that those buildings are known for.
It's crazy how something so seemingly simple can add so much character.
It is.
So besides those more complex patterns, what other types of mullion designs might you see?
Well, you've got the classic grid pattern, which is probably the most common. The mullions divide the window into equal-sized panes. It's clean, symmetrical, and it works with a bunch of different architectural styles from traditional to contemporary.
Yeah, the grid pattern is just timeless. Always looks good. And then there's the diamond pattern, which adds a bit more visual interest.
Right. Diamond patterns are a little more playful. They create a more dynamic feel. They're common in Tudor-style architecture, adding to that storybook charm.
Oh, speaking of Tudor style, I love how they use those vertical and diagonal mullions together.
Yes!
It's so distinctive.
It really is.
And creates such a unique look.
The Tudor style has a really interesting history, actually, going all the way back to 16th century England. Those diagonal mullions weren't just decorative either. They actually made the windows stronger and more stable.
Oh, wow. So even in these classic patterns, there's that mix of form and function.
Always.
That's so cool. Don't forget about arched mullions, too.
Of course. Arched mullions soften the look of a window and create a more elegant, graceful feel.
They always remind me of those beautiful churches and manor houses.
Exactly. They have that timeless elegance.
So we've talked about mullions, but what about transoms? Do they have the same kind of variety?
Yeah, though maybe not to the same extent. You'll often see pretty simple transoms, just one horizontal bar above the window. Especially in modern design, they add a visual break without being too attention-grabbing.
I can see how that would work in a more minimalist space.
Yeah.
But then you also have those super ornate transoms.
You do. You can find transoms with arched or curved shapes, maybe mirroring the doorway or window underneath.
Right.
Those add a touch of grandeur, make it a focal point.
And then there are the transoms with all the extra details, like stained glass. I always think of old libraries and historic buildings when I see those.
Yeah, those are usually found in spaces where they really want to make a statement. They add a level of artistry and craftsmanship that elevates the whole space.
So with all these styles, how do you even begin to choose what's right for your own home?
Mm.
It can be kind of overwhelming if you're not a designer, you know?
It is a lot to take in. It really comes down to a few things. First, the architectural style of your house is key. A Victorian home with all those intricate details might need more elaborate mullion patterns. But if your home's more mid-century modern, sleek and simple might be better.
So matching the character of the house, keeping things visually harmonious.
Exactly. You wouldn't put super modern mullions in a farmhouse.
Right, right.
And that's where working with a window specialist can be really helpful. They understand all the different styles, the historical context, and they can guide you toward options that fit your house's aesthetic.
It seems like their expertise would be really valuable, especially if you're not sure where to start.
Oh, definitely. They can help you make decisions that you'll be happy with for a long time.
Okay, so we've got architectural style. What other factors should someone consider when choosing?
Well, personal preference is huge. It's your home, so you have to choose what you like, and what creates a space you'll love.
Do you like traditional designs with lots of detail? Or are you more into modern minimalism, symmetrical patterns, or something a bit more free-flowing? It's about finding what works for you.
That makes total sense. It's about creating a space that reflects your personality,
right,
and that makes you happy.
Exactly. And don't forget the practical side, too. Your budget will definitely factor in. Those really intricate designs can get expensive.
Right. So maybe those super elaborate mullion patterns aren't always the best option.
Right. Sometimes simplicity is just as elegant, just as impactful.
That's a good point. So we've talked about style, personal taste, budget. Anything else we should be thinking about practically?
One thing people often bring up is maintenance. Some people avoid mullions and transoms altogether because they're worried about all the extra cleaning. But to be honest, with the materials and designs they have now, it's not as much of a hassle as it used to be.
Well, that's good to hear. I was thinking about that. All those little grooves seem like they'd be dust magnets. But it's not as bad as it seems.
Not really. Like UPVC windows with integrated mullions, they're super easy to wipe down.
Oh, okay.
And if you're really worried about those tighter spots, there are tools specifically for cleaning mullions and transoms. So don't let a little dusting stop you from having these beautiful features in your house.
I love that. It's good to know that beautiful design doesn't have to mean a ton of maintenance.
Exactly. A bit of cleaning is worth it for all the added beauty and character they bring.
Okay, so we've looked at the different styles, we've covered some practical stuff, but I want to talk about how mullions and transoms actually enhance the look of your windows and change the feel of a room.
That's a great point. One of the biggest things they do is break up those huge expanses of glass that you often see, which can feel kind of overwhelming and impersonal.
Yeah, like those giant panes can be a bit cold,
yeah,
a bit lacking in character.
Right. So by dividing it into smaller sections, mullions and transoms create a more visually appealing and balanced look.
It's like they add rhythm and structure.
Exactly. And it's not just about breaking up the space either. They add depth and dimension to the window itself.
Right.
They make it stand out more, make it a feature of the room.
And they can really help create symmetry and proportion, especially in houses with a more formal or traditional aesthetic.
Absolutely. They establish that balance and harmony so the space feels more pulled together.
So it's not just the windows themselves, it's how they interact with the entire room.
Exactly.
It's all those little details. Mm-hmm. There's one thing I find really interesting about them, how they change the way light comes into a room.
Oh, yeah. That's something that a lot of people don't think about, but it's really important.
Yeah.
The placement and design of the mullions and transoms can actually create different patterns of light and shadow. It can add a bit of drama.
I've noticed that, like, in rooms with mullioned windows, the light is softer, more diffused.
Right. It's like a natural filter.
Creates a really cozy atmosphere.
It does. So it's not just how the windows look. It's how they interact with the light and change the whole atmosphere.
Thinking about the whole picture. Okay. So we've covered styles, practical stuff, how they enhance the look and feel. But I still have one question. How do you actually choose the right mullions and transoms for what you want? There are so many options, it's hard to know where to start.
That's a great question, and it's one we'll be answering in our next segment. We'll give you a framework for making those decisions, considering your budget, the style of your home, how much maintenance you're willing to do. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. So we've covered a lot about mullions and transoms, everything from their history and evolution to all the different styles and materials.
We've even talked about how they can change how your windows look and make your whole space feel different.
Exactly. But now I want to know, how do you actually choose the right ones for you?
Yeah, that's the big question.
There's so much to consider.
It can be pretty overwhelming. You have to think about the style of your home, your budget, your own design preferences.
So where do you even start?
Well, a good place to begin is thinking about the overall architectural style of your home. That'll help you narrow down the options for mullion and transom designs that'll fit in.
We talked about that a little before. Can you give us some specific examples?
Sure. Let's say you have a Victorian house, you know, with those detailed trims and ornate features. You'd probably want to go for mullion patterns that are more intricate, maybe with arches or curves.
Right, because you want to complement that historic look.
Exactly. But if you've got a mid-century modern home, you know, with those clean lines and minimalist vibe, simpler designs would probably be a better fit, maybe a classic grid or even just a single horizontal transom.
So it's all about harmony, making sure those details match the overall feel of the house.
Yes. And don't forget, talking to a window specialist can be really helpful. They can guide you towards options that make sense for your house.
Okay, what about budget? We've mentioned it a few times, but it's a big factor. Those really detailed designs can get pricey.
They can. The more complex the design, the more expensive it's going to be. So if you're on a tighter budget, going for simpler designs with fewer mullions and transoms might be a good idea.
And those large single panes of glass, those can be expensive too, right?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're replacing a bunch of windows.
So mullions and transoms could actually save you money because they're breaking up those big panes into smaller sections.
Exactly. And they often look better too. So you get the style and save some money.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Now, how about maintenance? I know some people worry about all the extra cleaning.
I know. I hear that a lot. But it's really not as bad as people think. Modern materials and designs make it much easier. Like UPVC windows with those built-in mullions, they're so easy to clean.
And what about those tricky little corners and edges?
There are special cleaning tools just for mullions and transoms, little brushes that can get into those tight spaces.
Oh, cool.
And if you don't want to do it yourself, some vacuum cleaners even have attachments for it.
So no need to be scared of a little dusting.
Nope. The beauty and character are worth it.
Okay, so we've got style, budget, maintenance. But in the end, it really comes down to what you like, right?
Absolutely. This is where your personal style comes in. Do you love traditional design, lots of details, or are you more into a cleaner, modern look?
Do you like symmetry, or do you like things a bit more asymmetrical? It's about choosing what you love and creating a space that makes you happy.
Exactly. Your home should reflect your personality. So look around, gather some ideas, and trust your instincts.
I love that. It's your space, so you should love it.
Right. One last thing. Don't be afraid to experiment and have some fun with it. Try different combinations. Think about how the light will play, how it all fits with your furniture and decor.
Yeah, find that balance of what looks good, what works practically, and what feels like you.
Exactly. Remember, they say windows are the eyes of your home.
They connect you to the outside, bring in light.
And when you add mullions and transoms, those windows become even more special. They add beauty and character to your whole home.
It's amazing how those little details can make such a big difference.
I know. So next time you're looking at a beautiful building, or even just out your own window, take a moment to appreciate the mullions and transoms. They really are more than just structural elements. They're a sign of good design and those thoughtful touches that make a space truly unique.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of window mullions and transoms. Hopefully you've learned something new, and maybe you even see these architectural features in a whole new light.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Until next time, keep exploring.